We're on second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 30 on the issue of a division. The chair is going to rule that the amendment is divisible. Division 1 will be lines of the amendment will be lines 1 to 3 and lines 11 to 21. Division 2 will be lines 4 through 10. Representative Baker, which division would you have the chair address first?
Mr. Speaker, I have no feelings as far as Division 1. If we want to call for the question on Division 1 or if there's any other discussion.
Okay, we're on Division 1 to second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 30. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor. I believe so. Division 1 is the provision that that reduces the amount of the award from $500,000 to $200,000. Is that correct? Okay, that's what I want. So then Division 1 has to do with implementing the innocence for trial. So I don't have any more comments on Division 1.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. On Division 1, just to remind you, because I know we took a little break there, what this would do is we had it in there that if somebody had already obtained an order of exoneration, which someone has, all they have to do now is apply to get their money. What this amendment's going to do is that person or anyone who gets one in the next 30 days or so would have to go through a second process. That second process we've already approved. We've said, yeah, everyone should go through it, but this individual is going to have to go through it and prove his actual innocence. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew what the first division does.
Anyone else for their first time on Division 1? For their second time on Division 1? Seeing none, we're voting on Division 1 to second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 30. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no?
No.
Chair is in doubt. All in favor, please stand. Those opposed, please stand. Division 1 to second reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 30 has failed. We're now on Division 2. Of second reading amendment number 3, Representative Baker.
Thank you, Majority Floor Leader. I guess this is really just a policy decision, as the Speaker mentioned. You know, I'd just like to remind the body, this is $100 a day, which means for you to even reach this $500,000 limit, you'd have to spend basically, for you to reach this $500,000 limit, you'd have to spend 5,000 days in prison, which is over 13 years of your life in prison. So, you know, if you want to cut that in half and cap it at $2,500, you still have to spend 2,500 days in prison to reach the maximum amount. So to reach this limit of $250,000, you have to be in there for 6.8 years before you'd ever even qualify for the maximum amount. Any time underneath that, you would just qualify for the $100 per day. So it's really just a question of what's your time worth and what you value someone else's time at. I guess for me, I'd like to see the $500,000 stay where it's at. I mean, I'm a proponent of even raising that because for me, where I live, you can't buy a new house for $250,000. You can't get a new vehicle and a new house for $250,000. You're going to come out and this is, you know, remember, you're completely innocent of this crime. So I guess this is a policy decision of the body whether or not, you know, someone needs to spend 2,500 days in prison to reach this maximum amount of $250,000 or whether you want to just leave it at $500,000. What's somebody's time worth? What's somebody's life worth? Remember, this is actual innocence here.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the amendment, just a little bit of background. This is something on the committee we went back and forth with. If I remember correctly, I think the bill, as it left the committee this summer, had $300,000 in it. As it left the other body and came to the House, that was up to $500,000. The one gentleman who was just exonerated, if we did the $100 a day for the 23 years he was in prison, it would come to $839,500, just to throw some perspective in there. And I guess my issue with lowering it is, to me, I have a little bit of a problem saying, well, it's a tragedy that you were locked up when you were really innocent. We think your time's worth $100 a day, but after 6 years, the rest of the time you were locked up doesn't matter. It's no less a tragedy. So I just think it's more fair. I understand capping it somewhere, but I think the larger number's a little more reasonable. We're talking about people that are locked up unfairly for years and years of their life, which I think is about the worst thing the government can do to somebody.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. It is indeed a policy question. Let me tell you what the policy of the state of Wyoming is right now. You find it in Wyoming Statute 139.118, which says, except as provided in subsection B of this section, in any action under this act, liability of the governmental entity, including a public employee while acting within the scope of his duties, shall not exceed the sum of $250,000 to any claimant for any number of claims arising out of a single transaction or occurrence, or the sum of $500,000 for all claims of all claimants arising out of a single transaction or occurrence. And so we've set by policy the limit. So if a snowplow negligently runs you off the road and kills you and your entire family, you're entitled to $250,000. And everybody in the car who passes away is entitled to a maximum of $500,000, however that's apportioned amongst the people. If a utility explodes and kills a whole series of people, their lives are worth $250,000. And what we're talking about here is the complete taking of a life. And so what we're asking ourselves here today is to say that this one mistake of the judicial process is worth more than all of these other things. And I just don't think, I mean, I think it's a tough policy decision for us to say that the taking of a life or the causing of a death is of less value than being wrongfully imprisoned. Now, wrongful imprisonment is a tragedy. It's an awful thing to take an innocent person and put them in jail, but it pales by comparison to a complete loss of life.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. To a certain extent, I agree with the comments of the good speaker in the sense of $250,000 in our Governmental Claims Act is too low when there is a loss of life involved. But I'd submit to you that that is not the policy we should look to for guidance in this instance. In this case, it wasn't. In the case of actual innocence, it's not the negligence of a single truck driver or snowplow operator. It's a total systemic failure, which the public as a whole is responsible for. And so I really disagree with this notion that we ought to equate it to the Governmental Claims Act, because it's much bigger than negligence. It's a whole systemic failure of our justice system, which frankly doesn't happen very often. But when it does happen, we ought to give folks enough of a start to be able to regain their place in society, which frankly they never should have lost in the first place. And I'm not sure if I'm for this or against this because I don't know where I'm in the divisions, but I think you know how I feel. Thank you.
Representative Freeman for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. When I was a young father, there was a crimes television show on that came on at 9 o'clock, and on Thursday, I was always ready to make sure that the kids were in bed, that I could enjoy that television show. And that was in the early 1980s. For a Christmas present, my wife bought me the series again to where that I could watch it. And it was a police story. And I looked at it, and there was no cell phones. There was no computers. There was manual typewriters. There was not any radio on your collar. And as I watched the show, it was amazing to me how much we've advanced in a society. I think the same is true as if we put somebody in jail unjustly, and they come out and they will look at society as we have now, and I think their jaw will drop, and they won't know where to start. They won't have any financial resources to go forward. And government did it, bottom line. I think that $500,000 is a reasonable compromise. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I'll be brief. You know, I'd just kind of like to echo the previous two speakers and just a little pushback on this policy discussion. This is a bill that was brought to us. This is something that we studied over the interim. We're not digging into the Governmental Claims Act. We're not trying to equate that to this. I think that's comparing apples to oranges, as has kind of previously been said. I think that, we make these policy decisions. That's why people elect us. People elect us to come down and move forward and decide what's best for the people of our state. I think it's important that we realize that this is the number of these cases is so small that this isn't really going to affect us as far as our budget and the amount of money that's going to come out of general fund money or anything like that. These cases are going to be few and far between. So it's really a decision we have to make of what the value is of the problems that we've faced in our justice system with wrongful accusing and wrongful conviction, and whether or not what value we want to place on someone's time. So I think it's important that we understand that we're moving forward, and these number of cases are few and far between. So this isn't going to affect our fiscal note or our Craig report or our goldenrod or anything like that. It's really a policy decision.
We're voting on, that was the second time. We're voting on Division 2 to Amendment, Second Reading Amendment Number 3 to Senate File 30. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Division 2 to Second Reading Amendment Number 3 to Senate File 30 has failed. Senate File 30 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 39. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 39 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to state lands.
There is an amendment, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I move second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 39 and ask for your favorable consideration. I was talking to the good sponsor of this bill, and they didn't like the word sideboards and asked for maybe some suggestions on what this might be. The suggestions are fenders, lockbox on federal shenanigans, lockbox that strung protecting Wyoming, sideburns, fence it in, tighten up the lasso, cage out shenanigans, motor around our assets, prophylactic protection against unwanted consequences, a helmet against unwanted concussions, a buffer against spicing foods, bars around misconduct, a guardrail around car wreck, and a firewall against viruses. And that's what this amendment does. It just says that of the three appraisal approaches, we picked the largest amount. I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Petrov.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I cannot improve on that. Please vote aye.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time? We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 39. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 39 has passed. Senate File 39 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 91. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 91 from Senator Rothfuss, an act relating to the administration of government and privacy.
Senate File 91, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 97.
Senate File 97 from Senator Coe, an act relating to economic development.
There is an amendment. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Second Amendment Reading 1 to Senate File 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. When I went down and talked to the treasurer would like to insert some more language into it, and so on page 6, line 12, he's asking that the following language be inserted into it. It just helps to protect the state's interest on what kind of collateral can be put into it. On page 7, lines 18 through 24, he initially had, to the extent possible, the state treasurer shall secure a first security. The LSO looked at that and said, tell me what possible means, and so they have exchanged or moved that over to except as provided in this paragraph. With that, I'd like to ask for your favorable consideration for this amendment.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we went through this bill and trying to come up with something that would really protect the state's large investments on this. I appreciate the effort of the downstairs folks trying to come up and say, this is a big deal. I mean, we're not into the $1-3 million, not even into the $10 million. We're up into the $25 million. And he had some real concerns, and I really appreciated that. So working with the other sponsor and working with him, I think we've done that. And I wish this was just a standalone bill with no other things that we need to be talking about. But this process that we have with this amendment, I really feel a lot better about what we're trying to do. I don't feel good about what we're trying to do, but I feel better that this amendment for any project, and I wish that's the way it would have come, for any project, I think this is really trying to protect the money that we're giving into whatever project comes up. So I appreciate the sponsor of this and the downstairs folks really looking at this. I think this is a good amendment. I'd suggest we pass this.
Any further discussion? Anyone else for your first time? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, this is a big company, and it's a large project, and there are many facets and components to it. And I appreciate the thought, and I appreciate the simplicity, but as this amendment's written, it says first security interest in the entire project. This project could be done in phases, it could be done in components, and there could be separate financing packages that go with each one. And I take it that this amendment would not allow that, or as to the state would have to be in first position on every one of those. And I'm going to vote against this amendment simply because it's too broad. I appreciate what the sponsor's trying to do, and I don't necessarily quarrel with that, but I'm really concerned that it might kill the deal.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yesterday I made a comment relative to this paragraph on now on the amendment to line 16, Roman numerals number 8, V111. They have answered or attempted to answer my comments and my concern, and they've come real close. I still have the draw in my belt and say that this is worthwhile with the except as provided in this paragraph. I'd like to see that go, but I'm not so intent on it that I'm going to propose an amendment at this time.
Mr. Majority Whip, anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time prior to the sponsor. Representative Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you see, the majority floor leaders pointed out the entire project. I'm sure that the treasurer downstairs, when he was thinking of what was going on, had not encountered the thought that it could be put into phases, and I'd like to bring that up to him. So I agree with the majority floor leader. Thank you. So vote no and we'll fix it on third reading.
You could save us the trouble by withdrawing the amendment.
I'll withdraw the amendment then. Thank you.
All right. Second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 97 has been withdrawn. Senate File 97 having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We're at that order of business, assigning of enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Joint Resolution 1, being original Senate Joint Resolution 1.
Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 1 from Original Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, a joint resolution requesting Congress to require the Federal Environmental Protection Agency to respect the primacy of Wyoming and developing guidelines for regulating carbon dioxide emissions.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Joint Resolution 1 being Original Senate Joint Resolution 1. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 15 being Original Senate File 7.
Enrolled Act Number 15 from Original Senate File 7, an act relating to livestock.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 15 being Original Senate File 7. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 16 being Original Senate File 13.
Enrolled Act Number 16 from Original Senate File 13, an act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 16 being Original Senate File 13. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 17 being Original Senate File 17.
Enrolled Act Number 17 from Original Senate File Number 18, an act relating to county notice publications.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 17 being Original Senate File 18. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 18 being Original Senate File 19.
Enrolled Act Number 18 from Original Senate File Number 19, an act relating to cities and towns.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 18 being Original Senate File 19. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 20 being Original Senate File 42. Senate Enrolled Act Number 19 being Original Senate File 34.
Enrolled Act Number 19 from Original Senate File 34, an act relating to involuntary hospitalization.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 19 being Original Senate File 34. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 20, being Original Senate File 42.
Enrolled Act Number 20, from Original Senate File 42, an act relating to electrical licensing.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 20, being Original Senate File 42. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 21, being Original Senate File 56.
Enrolled Act Number 21 from Original Senate File Number 56, an act relating to the state engineer.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 21, being Original Senate File 56. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 22, being Original Senate File 84.
Enrolled Act Number 22 from Original Senate File 84, an act relating to domestic relations and child support.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 22, being Original Senate File 84. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 23, being Original Senate File 92.
Enrolled Act Number 23 from Original Senate File 92, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 23, being Original Senate File 92. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 24, being Original Senate File 43.
Enrolled Act Number 24 from Original Senate File 43, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities, cease and transfer projects.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 24, being Original Senate File 43. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 25, being Original Senate File 45.
Enrolled Act Number 25 from Original Senate File 45, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 25, being Original Senate File 45. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 26, being Original Senate File 82.
Enrolled Act Number 26 from Original Senate File 82, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 26, being Original Senate File 82. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 27, being Original Senate File 61.
Enrolled Act Number 27 from Original Senate File 61, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 27, being Original Senate File 61. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 28, being Original Senate File 6.
Enrolled Act Number 28 from Original Senate File 6, an act relating to water.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 28, being Original Senate File 6. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 29, being Original Senate File 20.
Enrolled Act 29 from Original Senate File 20, an act relating to local government notice publications.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 29, being Original Senate File 20. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 30, being Original Senate File 75.
Enrolled Act Number 30 from Original Senate File 75, an act relating to authority of the federal government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 30, being Original Senate File 75. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 31, being Original Senate File 78.
Enrolled Act Number 31 from Original Senate File 78, an act relating to school districts.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 31, being Original Senate File 78. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 32, being Original Senate File 4.
Enrolled Act 32 from Original Senate File 4, an act relating to school finance.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 32, being Original Senate File 4. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 33, being Original Senate File 5.
Enrolled Act Number 33 from Senate File 5, an act relating to teachers.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 33, being Original Senate File 5. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate File 34, being Original Senate File 21.
Enrolled Act Number 34 from Original Senate File 21, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 34, being Original Senate File 21. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 35, being Original Senate File 53.
Enrolled Act Number 35 from Original Senate File 53, an act relating to trade practices.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 35, being Original Senate File 53. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 36, being Original Senate File 59.
Enrolled Act Number 36 from Original Senate File 59, an act relating to highway signage.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 36, being Original Senate File 59. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 37, being Original Senate File 66.
Enrolled Act Number 37... from Original Senate File 66, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 37, being Original Senate File 66. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 38, being Original Senate File 76.
Enrolled Act Number 38 from Original Senate File 76, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 38, being Original Senate File 76. I also sign. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 39, being Original Senate File 93.
Enrolled Act Number 39 from Original Senate File 93, an act relating to fuel tax.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 39, being Original Senate File 93. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 40, being Senate File 57.
Enrolled Act Number 40 from Original Senate File 57, an act relating to boards and commissions.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 40, being Original Senate File 57. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 41, being Original Senate File 58.
Enrolled Act Number 41 from Original Senate File 58, an act relating to the governor's authority.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 41, being Original Senate File 58. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate File 42, being Original Senate File 74.
Enrolled Act Number 42 from Original Senate File 74, an act relating to unemployment compensation.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 42, being Original Senate File 74. I have so signed. The last Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 43, being Original Senate File 103.
Enrolled Act Number 43 from Original Senate File 103, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate File 103, being Original Senate File 43. I have so signed. Congratulations, Representatives Wanitzer. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 o'clock.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House is in recess until 2 o'clock.